This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crosby Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. My honor, my privilege to be with you today. Mason Crosby's here. Follow him on Twitter at CrosbyKicks2 for lots of insight, not just on kicking, but on football and on life. Human Tuesdays, now Human Wednesdays, Mason.
That's right. You know, just, I think following Human Tuesday, I needed, you know, like a reflection day. So, you know, I think it's going to be a good setup for me. But Wednesday, you know, I missed y'all.
But it's a good day. It's a good day to kind of reset. And, you know, they call it hump day for a reason, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think we all needed to just, you know, make sure that our heads were on straight and we were ready to move towards the weekend. So Thursdays can be exciting. You know, we talked, texted a little yesterday about Thursday night football, and I have some thoughts on that. But definitely want to talk about Packers and Texans, and I know we got Paul coming on here in a sec.
Absolutely. Paul Gallant joins the show now from ESPN Houston. Paul, good morning.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Mason, he's already speaking your language.
Oh, yeah, I knew exactly. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. You're from Texas. Perfect.
Well, I will admit, I'm from the Northeast originally, but I found that y'all is such a better word than saying you all, so this might be stolen valor.
Wow. All right, so you picked it up. How many years have you been down there?
13 years.
Okay, yeah, I think I told my wife, we were looking to move down there at some point, and it was like, it's like a seven-year rule before we all accept you fully as a Texan. So you're over the hump, you're good to go.
Appreciate that.
So, Paul, so much has been made this week, I think, of the Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud matchup, like not even looking at the teams or anything like that. How much are you talking about that in Houston? As, you know, Jordan Love's not a second-year player, but he is a second-year starter. Stroud obviously was a rookie last year, so it's his second year now. How much is this a quarterback comparison matchup versus the teams that are playing on Sunday?
I think it's a little bit of both. For the quarterback side of things, this has been a comparison that's been made by national media types all off season. I think a lot of people are wondering if these guys have forced their way in to the top quarterback in the league conversation. I will say, as somebody who has watched all of C.J. Stroud's starts, I am quite the believer. It is really fun to watch some of the balls that he throws. You're going to see them on Sunday, and you are going to see your jaw drop. I can't believe how good he has been to this point. And yesterday, I actually opened up my show comparing the statistics of these guys, and I've seen certainly with Jordan Love, even though he's missed a couple of games, he has more touchdown passes than C.J. Stroud. I think the thing that's really been interesting about Stroud this year has been just how good he is on third down, and in particular, when this team is trailing. When they have needed him to step up, he has delivered time and time again. And he's needed to step up because if we talk about comparing these two teams, the Texans have been shooting themselves in the foot a lot this year. Sure, they're 5-1, and everyone's very happy about that. But if you take a look at most of the games that they've played until they beat the Patriots on Sunday, this is a team that had a negative 12-point differential despite being 4-1. which is crazy. And it's really been their kicker, Kaimi Fairbairn, who is 8 of 9 from 50 yards plus, who has decided probably 2 to 3 of these games for them. So I think for us here in Houston, we're certainly looking at the Packers as a measuring stick game, because I think just like C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love are trying to angle their way into that top quarterback in the NFL conversation, I think these two teams are right below the top ones in the NFL. You know, we're talking the Ravens with how they've played recently, the Chiefs, the Vikings, just because they're undefeated, and the Lions. And I think the game like this is going to go a long way to proving whether or not these two teams are elite this year.
Yeah, for sure. We, you know, I like that you brought up, Kareemi there at Fairbairn. I mean, he's what an awesome guy, and what a great kicker. And he's been impressive. I mean, that bomb he hit to win the game, a few weeks ago, and I was like, some of your takes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jordan Love, C.J. Stroud comparison, I don't like comparing. Their style of play seems completely different to me, just watching them, how they operate on the field, like what kind of they are almost trying to do, like in the pocket, different things. Like C.J.'s just like, I mean, he is a presence. I mean, that guy's, he's huge. He obviously will pull it down and run a little bit. He's exceptional. Jordan has, I said it earlier in the week, I love watching just his pocket presence. He kind of bounces on his toes. He's kind of scanning the field. His release is, excellent, and it's just gotten better as he's developed the last few years. And so, to compare the two is tough. I'm excited what the future holds for this league, seeing like these two guys second year in, because sometimes that second year is a little tricky, right? So
yeah,
to see them taking steps and improving is really impressive. But I wanted to ask you something just on this Texans team. Is there anything, obviously had some success last year, kind of there was some excitement. What surprised you with this team this year that maybe you weren't expecting to see from them?
Well, to this point, the young players have contributed a lot that they drafted in this year's draft, and I wasn't expecting that. I thought that it was a mistake of them to not go after a corner or a safety in free agency. And this might be an issue on Sunday, just given how Jordan Love likes to shoot the ball down the field, because they're going to be without one of those young players. Kamari Lassiter, second-round pick out of Georgia. You read the scouting reports about him, and a lot of people believe this is more of a traditional nickel corner. He basically won the starting cornerback job outside of Derek Stingley Jr., the number one corner, very early in, I think, minicamp. And he's taken it and run with it, but unfortunately he suffered a scapula injury, so he's not going to be able to go on Sunday. But other rookies that have contributed, their safety, Kalen Bullock out of USC. You've seen Blake Fisher, a tackle that they drafted, contribute a couple of times because of injuries, where Laramie Tunsil, their left tackle, missed a couple of plays. Titus Howard, their right tackle, missed a game. And then on top of that, you're just looking at a team that has brought in a lot of guys this offseason, and you were probably expecting, hey, Danielle Hunter, a guy who they signed away from the Vikings. I'm sure you guys are familiar with him.
Oh, man.
With all the sacks that he had last year. Yeah, and I mean, he hasn't really done that much to this point. So the additions that they've made in Azeez Al-Shaair, a linebacker who played for the Titans last year and for the San Francisco 49ers with D'Amico Ryans before, this guy is a menace. Absolute menace. He played in one game a couple of weeks ago. He had lost 10 pounds during the week because he was sick. He's out there and he's flying around absolutely crushing people on the field. And he does the same thing yesterday, on Sunday against the Patriots. He suffered a knee injury, comes back in, he forces a fumble. So we'll see if he's able to go too. But they've made some offseason acquisitions. Everyone knows about Stephon Diggs. Everyone knows about Danielle Hunter. But the guys that have gone under the radar have been really major contributors for this team as they try to take that next step.
Yeah, and I think that says a lot about the head coach. I mean, DeMeco Ryan, I love what he's about and like kind of how he's, you know, he's just rallied that team. And, he seems like a player forward coach, but also, you know, just this is how it's going to be. This is what we're, you know, trying to accomplish. So, I like what DeMeco Ryan's about.
Yeah, I do too. And I mean, it's crazy. This guy used to play here not that long ago. And here he is, the head coach of this team, still looking like he's in good enough shape to potentially go out there and play. It's crazy.
I think that's the interesting part about kind of where the NFL is going too, is like the age of some of these head coaches. It's a fine balance there, and you're seeing some negative sides to it, and there's some real positives, if it's handled correctly, because some guys are, you know, close enough in age to the head coaches that there might be almost like a peer situation. So how that coach comes in and manages, like, I am in charge, this is my team, this is how I'm going to do it, versus being like buddy. So, that's kind of a balancing act that these young coaches have to really deal with.
And I think what's really impressive is just his ability to relate to players. Maybe it's a bit of a cheat code. I know you had played back in the day, but to have a guy who's played the game, I think it goes a lot further these days. I was up in Seattle for a couple of years, and I know, having grown up in the New England area, that Pete Carroll, when he was in New England, people sort of took advantage of how player-friendly he was while he was there. And then he goes to Seattle, and after his time at USC as well, things started to really click for him. But I do think that, yeah, to what you're saying, the day of the hard-o coach who is going to be yelling at you like he's Buddy Kilmer in Varsity Blues, you know, Bill and Bob, get back in that game with your concussion, you know, stuff like that. I think those days are gone.
Yeah, no doubt.
Paul Gallant joining us from ESPN Houston, where the Texans and Packers will be facing off this Sunday at Lambeau, noon kick. It's the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Paul, you mentioned Stephon Diggs, and I think a lot of people were excited about the maturation of Nico Collins and how good he was. And we're maybe a little surprised that the Texans added another kind of stud, or, you know, listen, Stephon Diggs can be a stud when he wants to be, another good wide receiver, a 1A, 1B type guy. What can he do now that Collins is on the injured list, and is he expected to step up to be that guy? And is there excitement for when they're both healthy and the full offense is clicking?
Oh, for sure. I mean, look, they were all healthy the first couple of weeks. Nico Collins has just taken an incredible step forward. And you guys are lucky he's not going to be there on Sunday, because this guy has it all. He can run past the entire defense. He can juke people. He runs great routes. He runs through people. I mean, he's about as close to a tight end as you're going to see in terms of overall physicality, a wide receiver. But Diggs has come in, and he has stepped in and done, I think, exactly what he has been asked to do. And I think really what's been impressive is I feel like he has been aware of everything that has been said about him as a teammate nationally after the way things ended in Buffalo. And look, some of it is on him. Some of the social media posts that he's putting out there, certainly not helping his case, making him seem like he's the best teammate out there. But since he has come here, I have seen a couple of moments in the midst of games where it just seems like a different guy. There was a game where, against the Vikings, the Texans are getting absolutely crushed. But right before halftime, Stephon Diggs is rallying the troops. And you watch him, and you can tell he's not yelling at anybody here. There was another situation where I think the Texans got penalized about four times in a row because of offensive mistakes. That has been a problem for them this year. Stephon Diggs is high-fiving every single player coming off the field, including the guys who have been penalized. I think he has really fit in, and they're looking to him as a leader here, and he's embraced that role, and that's been big. Now, as an actual player, is he the same guy that he used to be a couple of years ago? I don't think so. And a game like this, he's probably going to have to make a lot of contributions. What he's been best at is in the red zone, and he's also been good with 7-8 yard kind of games when Stroud is on third down looking to find somebody to make it happen. The guy who's really going to have to step up, and we saw him actually get a little bit more work, is Tank Dell. Tank Dell last year was having one of the more impressive rookie seasons at wide receiver, and then he broke his leg because, for whatever reason, the Texans decided to use him in a goal line situation, even though he's like 5'8", 170 pounds or so. So he's going to be out there, and I think that guy, what he can do is really the big question going forward. Can he be the kind of difference maker that he was last year?
Yeah, you know, like you said, with Nico Collins not playing and different things, you know, we talked about the Packers secondary and kind of what they are on the back end. Do you think there's a guy on the Texans team right now in the receiving core that's going to be able to stretch them? Because obviously there has to be concern from the Texans side of things, you know, seeing how many turnovers the Packers are causing on defense. I mean, they're getting them in bunches. It looks like, you know, Houston's kind of even, not turning the ball over a lot, not, you know, creating a, you know, a ton, but, you know, just solid across the board. But, you know, so obviously Stroud's taking care of the ball well. But you know, the Texans receivers, if they can't stretch them downfield and they're having to throw stuff underneath, you know, they have to be very cautious because that secondary is coming up and knocking that ball out.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I mean, that's what Stroud's been best at since coming here. As someone who grew up watching Brady, I think the thing that Stroud does best is he is generally risk averse. He's had some bad turnovers the last couple of weeks, but you know, comparing him, and you guys see Jordan Love a lot more than me, but Love does seem to be a little bit more of a gunslinger. So Stroud is not the kind of guy who is always going to force it into those tough windows, though he can make incredible throws. And to what I was saying a little bit ago, it's Tank Dell. Tank Dell does have the ability, even though he is not the biggest guy, to run past an entire defense. We saw it a couple of times last year. But is that something that is actually possible to happen in this Texans offense with Nico Collins out? And to this point, we haven't seen that kind of stretching the field element that Dell brings to the table, but he is definitely capable of it.
Paul Gallant, ESPN Houston, joining us as he did, you know, as the Packers and Texans are gearing up to play on Sunday. Is Houston, you know, you mentioned that Houston and Green Bay kind of those 1B tier type teams. Mm-hmm. But is there a thought, is among the fan base or whoever it might be, that Houston could make that jump, that, you know, are people talking about this is a team that can make a deep, deep run into the playoffs? And does anybody give Lovie Smith credit for winning that game, which actually did deliver Stroud to Houston?
You know what? I did, because I thought it was loser mentality, this idea that you root for a better draft pick. It is the most embarrassing thing. And I don't know. I mean, you guys are Packers. You cover the Packers. You played for the Packers. Like, this is... You guys have been so good for so long, three straight quarterbacks. I can understand how you would look at this situation and say, hey, you got to play every single game to try and win it. Yes, I'm certainly thankful that Lovie went for it that last game. He got a lot of crap. This fan base is weird, guys. So, look, Houston football has had a pretty rough history. I mean, the Oilers were choking dogs. They leave town. The Texans come back. There's really only been 2 years where they looked like a true Super Bowl contender. Even when they had Deshaun Watson and Bill O'Brien, there were bad vibes here. I think they won 9 games in a row once, and I remember the fan base was like, like it's not good enough for them. You guys have never seen good football. I don't get it. So this year, it's the same deal, and it's driving me crazy, and maybe it's just my audience at my radio station, but everyone seems a little bit hesitant to fully buy in. Even though this is definitely the best quarterback this franchise has ever had, with all respect to what Deshaun Watson was as a player, back in the day. He has been so impressive, and for whatever reason, there is something that seems to be holding folks back. And I hope that if the Texans go into Lambeau Field and win, which is going to be very difficult, that people will start to take them a little bit more seriously here. But there's this constant thought in the back of everyone's mind that everything is going to hit the fan and fall apart spectacularly. And I'm hoping that that mindset goes away, because whenever I talk about something impressive the Texans are doing, I get a lot of, and to be honest, it annoys me.
Well, I'm excited about this this matchup this week. And, you know, these are always interesting ones whenever you have AFC and NFC opponents that don't play all the time. So, it'll be a great atmosphere there in Lambeau. Texans have a tough task coming up there and playing in some cooler, you know, it looks like it might be some rainy weather. So, it's going to be an exciting one. And I don't think this game will define either team's season, whatever way it goes. But I do think that The Texans have a good squad. They're looking to build off of what they've done. But I know all the listeners out there on the Packers side of things are expecting a win coming home to Green Bay.
Yeah, and look, it could very well happen. I mean, they're going on the road and playing at Lambeau Field, so we'll see how it goes. And I'm really excited to watch it, and I hope you guys enjoy the weekend. I got to say, as someone who went to Milwaukee 3 years ago, I love Milwaukee. It's one of the prettiest cities I've ever been to, and I hope you guys enjoy some Spotted Cow this weekend.
Paul, awesome. You are welcome anytime.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And Paul, I got to ask real quick, where are you from in Massachusetts?
South Shore, Hanover, Massachusetts, by Plymouth County. Yeah. So, small place.
So I'm originally from Framingham. So
Tommy, do you have anything to say about your allegiance?
Nah, we'll let that go for now.
Paul, thanks for coming on, man. That was awesome. I mean, they were so timely down there in ESPN Houston. I know Joe George, is he PD down there?
We have a weird situation. I mean, we don't have a PD, so he's basically
okay.
PD,
he pretends to be the PD down there. Then
he doesn't pretend. He basically is. It's a weird setup.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for getting
really
in touch.
Appreciate it, Paul.
You were great. So
thanks, Paul.
Really want to appreciate you.
All right,
y'all have a good one.
You too. That's Paul Gallant from ESPN Houston joining us, and we will definitely catch up with him anytime the Brewers are playing the Astros or the Bucks are playing the Rockets.
Yeah.
He's our Houston insider now, Mason.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I was going to say that. I think Houston has become, it's a baseball and basketball town, and they are just like, they don't want to get their hopes up for football until they actually prove that
I think that's fair.
They can do it, so.
Yeah, I think that's fair. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit of baseball, a little WNBA, and then, of course, we've got Mia O'Brien from the Jaguars flagship station to talk about Brandon McManus coming up around 10:30. He's Mason Crosby. My name's Mitch Nels, a.k.a. Thunder. It's the Mason Crosby Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.